Hello and welcome to another episode of the CG Garage. This is episode number 257, which is Ivona Alexandrova, who was RTHU Golden Ticket winner. That's amazing. That's, she was really great. So let's give a little back history. How did this all happen?
Well, we had the panel discussion at Total Chaos this year and announced the contest during it. And it took like, I don't know, it was like a month that we had people submit and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And she had the best one.
Yeah,
we loved
it. It was really cool. So we had like Kristen was saying, we had a panel at THU that was going on, and we talked about THU while we were at Total Chaos, which is kind of funny because Peter, our CEO, actually came to THU. He's like, "This is really great. I want to be able to do some cross pollination." So it ended up being really cool. Anyway, Peter came by. He said, "I want to sponsor a ticket to go to THU from Total Chaos." So a Total Chaos person came. We gave a panel, and then we gave people the ability to submit a thing. And then Ivona won the ticket, so she was really great. And because we paid for her ticket, we paid for her whole trip. We decided to have her on the podcast. She's really cool.
She's awesome because I had to do all her coordinating and it was so fun. Like, I talked to her for like a month.
You helped her for a month for traveling and everything else. Yeah.
That was really fun. I loved her. And the podcast was really cool. It was a cool thing to listen to because she kind of went from math and then to 3D. Mm-hmm. And kind of what I got away from it was like, creativity overtook the views and stuff that other people had been telling her, which was the right way to, like, you need to do math or something the rest of your life. But she kind of went into this other category and, she loves it. And towards the end of the podcast, she says a really cool quote. She just says, "Everything has its purpose, but you just don't see it straight away," which I thought it was so cool because that's kind of how she is. And she really immersed herself in the whole THU experience. Like, she really did. Talks about it. Like, literally everything you could experience, she got to do while she was there.
She did. She is clearly, she's a very smart person, which I think was really amazing. She is also full of life and experience. She's not bittered by all the stuff that's going on, which is great. So she has a lot to offer the world, in terms of that enthusiasm and that intelligence and knowledge. So it was really great to have her there. The other thing that was really great is that she basically, can't wait to come back to Total Chaos as well, because that's an easy trip for her. She is Bulgarian, which is also great. So sort of come back and find inspiration back in her, her home country about the kind of stuff that she does. So really great to have Ivona back at Total Chaos in 2020. So speaking of which, Total Chaos 2020, when is it happening?
It is happening May 29th through 31st in Sofia, Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. And you can find out about it at chaosgroup.com/events or go to chaosgroup.com/total-chaos. And you can experience everything from art, architecture, advertising, automotive design, interior design, games, and visual effects. We have tons of speakers from all over. It's going to be very, very fun this year. I have a feeling.
I am too. It's going to be really great. I'm really excited to have on. Hopefully Ivona will be back there as well to see her again. And she's going to bring all kinds of knowledge back to that event and sort of share it with everyone there. So really great to have her. If you guys want to know more about the podcast, they can go to
facebook.com/CG Garage Podcast.
Yep. Or you can go to our website, which is
chaosgroup.com/CG Garage.
Perfect. And then if you have any ideas or questions or, anything you want to talk about the podcast, just go to labs@chaosgroup.com. That being said, please enjoy this incredible, podcast with Ivona. And I should say, New Year's is coming around the corner. So Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to another CG Garage, where the Chaos Group talks. You'll know it's over when the last bucket drops. We're gonna fire off rays in high dynamic range. We know that ambient occlusion is passe. Global illumination won't lead you astray. And while image-based lighting is really swell, You need to make sure everything has for now.
Have you heard these podcasts before?
Yeah, that's like I've been listening to them for like forever.
Yeah.
And like they're amazing. Like every time I go to university or travel somewhere or even when I'm cooking, it's like inspiration.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm really happy that you're here and you got to come to THU and you came to Total Chaos. It was really cool that you were able to do that. We saw your essay and we thought it was really funny, but also really sweet.
Oh, thank you.
So, but I think it'd be really nice for people to know, you know, what is your origin story? You know, where did you start? How did you want it to get into 3D? What was your things that you're doing?
So it was by chance.
Yeah.
It was probably the happiest coincidence I've ever had. I was in high school. I was not even in high school. I was 13.
Yeah.
And there was this club, like newly opened, which was focused on doing 3D. It was called Virtual Archaeology.
Uh-huh.
And it was focused on doing 3D and creating a reconstruction of the Preslav gold treasure with the idea to give it to the museum for just exhibitions and to just travel around. So I was like, heard about it by chance. It's like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Right.
And because we're too young and no one told us, and it turned out that you have to be like 16 or 17 to join the club because of the technical difficulties. And everyone's like, oh no, you're not going to make it. You're so young and green.
How old were you?
I was like 13.
13, okay. Yeah.
But I was like, no, that's my thing. Like, I should give it a try. So I had some hard times talking with the headmaster and everyone. But somehow I actually made it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, I'm actually going to have my first 3D lesson. It was great. It was like one of those times when you just go in there and like you find your own community.
Yep.
And you try something new for the first time. But it's like, it's just amazing, like all the stars just align and you just feel like it's your thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Right. But you, so what was it? What were you, I mean, you were doing 3D modeling of a site for an archaeological site, right?
Yeah, I was actually doing programming and mathematics. It's like my school profile.
Uh-huh.
And it was more like science and technology based.
Right.
So this is why I call my free time passion. Okay.
And so you, what were you learning at this time? What programs were you learning to do?
We're using 3D Max.
Got it.
And it was like even an old release.
Right. Right. Okay. So that was your first taste into the 3D world, right? Into CG in some ways. Did you continue doing that after that,
It turned out that most of the people found it too hard and decided to drop.
Okay.
And the co-op just stopped existing in a few months.
Oh, that's too bad.
And because it was only me and I think two other guys who were just keep on going, and they were like, there is no point, like people are generally not interested.
Right.
So I just kept on going downstairs, just talking to the teachers and basically spending all my time in this tiny room.
Right.
In the, like, on the first floor.
Yeah.
And just watching tutorials, asking for some advice and some mentorship. So I just kept on doing it myself.
Right. So this was basically, the room was like, you got introduced to the room because of the club, and then the club disbanded, and then you like stayed in a room, right?
Yeah, I was just able to like go there like anytime and like just bring my laptop and keep on digging.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's a good way to go. You know, that's a good thing to introduce you. I don't think you probably didn't know much about 3D back then, right?
No, not at all. Especially in Bulgaria, like it was a teacher who was teaching physics and science. He just knew some stuff about 3D. He was just sharing his experience. He was not even like a professional 3D artist.
Right.
But it was just enough to give you like the first push and everything.
Yeah. So how long were you just sitting in the lab? You would just go there in your free time?
Yeah, basically like every few days when, like, I don't want to annoy the teachers.
Right. Okay, so how did it go from there? What how did you continue to get into the 3D, or were you swayed away or back and forth? I remember you said something about your parents having a hard time understanding that.
It was like because I was doing mathematics and science, and I was going to I was going to contests, and I won like few first prizes.
Nice.
And I was just good at maths, and everyone, like 3D at the time, it was not quite mainstream thing to do in Bulgaria.
Right.
And I was very passionate about, but everyone was like, oh, like find a real job.
Find a real job. Okay.
Yeah, it's like this mindset that you have to be doing like programming or like science.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just prestigious.
Yeah.
So I thought I was good at maths, I should go into programming. I was doing quite competitive programming.
Uh-huh.
It was great. I was doing a lot of classes out of school, but it was just not my thing. Like, I just didn't feel this sense of being complete.
Okay.
And I was also drawing and painting on the side. So I was basically doing programming, and in the breaks, I just kept on drawing.
Yep.
I was like, okay, this is actually something I'm really interested in, like doing creative things. And I reached a point where I had to like make a choice and either like dig into programming or go into the creative field.
Right.
And because all my life I was doing science, I was like, I actually want to try something else.
Okay.
And I decided to go for a creative degree in animation.
So you went for a degree in animation?
Yes.
Okay.
And because it is not something which is quite developed in Bulgaria.
Right.
I just wanted to get a good education and like meet like-minded people because there was no one else around me who was doing this. And I thought, well, I should go to the UK.
Okay.
So I did.
So you packed up your stuff, you went to the UK?
Yeah, basically I packed my suitcases. I started my degree in Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
And just took my chance and went there.
Okay, so how long have you been in the UK now?
2.5 years.
Okay. And what are you doing in the UK now?
I'm currently, I switched my university because I wanted to, I'm still doing the same course, but I just switched my university.
Okay.
And I'm currently in Manchester, finishing my degree and hoping to go to the industry.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about THU and about your experience here so far. You've been here. This is the final day of THU. Tell us a little bit about how you know you got here and everything else. So how did that work out for you?
Well, it is actually amazing. I was traveling from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And even from Frankfurt Airport, I just started seeing people wearing THU hoodies.
Uh-huh.
And because I was traveling by myself, like, I didn't have like my group or, you know, tiny society. I just saw people like coming to the airport, like wearing THU hoodies. It's like, oh my God, those are like people who are going to Malta.
Yeah.
So it's right from the airport when you start meeting people, just start talking, like in like few minutes time, you're actually like introduced to almost everyone who is queuing on the gate.
Right.
And everyone's like so friendly. They're so happy to see you, so happy to talk to you.
Right.
And it was just amazing, even from like, even before I actually arrived in Malta, I've already knew quite a few people.
Right.
So it was, even my flight was like, so such a good experience.
Right.
And then we arrived here, took my badge, and like met people who were just casually roaming around. And everyone's like so friendly. It's like, it was so welcoming.
Right.
And for someone who is like, who is here by themselves.
Right.
It's just great.
Good. Yeah, it is really good. It was interesting. So, but actually, I want to go back when you were at Total Chaos, which was early in May.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to write that thing? What got you to want to come here?
Well, actually, I was about to go to a talk, but then I saw that there was a panel about THU,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, this should be interesting. Like, I've seen like quite a lot of people posting content from THU. I was like, wow, this looks amazing.
Okay.
And I went to the open panel and you were talking about THU, sharing all the stories and what happened. It's like, oh my God, this is the place to be. It was just, you know, sometimes you just sit there and you're like, yeah, that's my thing. Like, you just feel it.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. So you arrived here and I want to know a little bit about, like, you know, what do you think about the event in terms of, like, the talks? Which talks did you go to?
Oh, I went to, like, such a great variety of talks. Like, right. I was trying to go to basically everyone. And I really enjoyed the technical stuff and all the workshops because right. it's just my thing. But also, like, the talks when the mentors were just sharing their stories, like, it was so inspiring.
Yeah.
And you get to see that they're, like, people like you, like, they still have, like, their own self-doubts, their own insecurities.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God, those are, like, Hollywood supervisors, and they are talking about, like, normal stuff they do every day.
Right.
I'm like, wow, this is actually, like, everyone else. It's... like everyone share, you realize that everyone shares the same struggles and everything.
Yeah.
And when they share their story, especially when you're a student and when you are about to just start out.
Right.
It's just, it's so inspiring.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice to hear about doubt a little bit, you know, because I think everyone has it. And then when you, when you realize that everyone has it, then you don't feel so bad about that, you know?
And especially, like, even when I moved to the UK, there were not a lot of people who were into 3D.
Right.
And I still didn't have this community around me and people who are supporting me. It's like, when you're on your own, you still have your own self-doubt. And there, when there is no one to actually mentor you or teach you,
right,
it's like it's getting worse and worse. And like when you meet those people and you're like, oh my God, they're like me, you realize that it's normal and there's nothing you have to be like ashamed of.
Sure. No, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I thought it was really cool. I had, you know, it was interesting. I had a I did a podcast yesterday with Peter Ramsey, and you know, he and I talked about imposter syndrome. You know, when you feel like you're, even though you've succeeded in a lot of ways, like he has, he still feels like, do I really need, do I deserve this? You know, even when he got his Oscar, he was like, did I, no, does this really happen? And do I deserve this? And so I think that's really a great humble thing to do, you know, because it, that sort of, if you keep that mentality throughout your success, and I'm sure, you know, you're still starting your career in a lot of ways, but, if you keep that humbleness throughout it, you will be able to succeed even more.
And even when I won the golden ticket, I was like, is this really happening? Like, I went to total chaos and I was surrounded by, like, extremely talented people. Everyone's amazing in what they're doing. And I assume that, like, a lot of people help watch. I was like, is this really happening to me? Like, do I really deserve this? It was like, it was a big thing for me. And I was still like, wow. Do I actually deserve this? Like, am I good enough to, like, get this for me?
Just... well, I, you know, the thing I think about the way we set up the competition was specifically to find someone that would really sort of get into it and really appreciate all the things that are there and really absorb it, right? So you come in and you're young and eager and you have a passion. And you wrote something really nice and cool in your essay, and I think who has it? One of the, was Joy and Joy and Lynette really loved your picture.
Oh, thank you.
You submitted, which was really fun and creative. So it's really cool to do that. It's really cool to do that. And so I think, you know, coming to THU is a big deal because you get to see all these people, like you said, and you got to see them at some really great people at Total Chaos as well. But what is it that you want to do?
I really want to go into 3D, but because I was doing a lot of traditional art and I was doing programming as well, I really want to combine my both passions and go into technical art direction and basically use my creativity, but also develop my programming.
Right.
And actually... you know, I believe that magic happens when art, technology, and science combine. So,
did you see Sally Slade's talk yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you want to be another Sally Slade?
Yes. Oh well, one day.
Yeah, Sally and I are good friends. So she's really mad. Did you talk to her?
I couldn't find her around, but she's she's, on my list.
She is a force to be reckoned with. And she too has doubts like anyone else. And you should actually, even though her talk was amazing yesterday, and I love her style, you should go back. I recorded an episode with her a few years back. So you should listen to that podcast. It tells her history. It's not dissimilar from your origin in a lot of ways. So I think it's really, really cool.
It's like everyone here has different story to tell. It's just amazing.
Right.
Because I've listened to a lot of podcasts, but all the times people are like, oh yeah, I've been doing this since like the age of 16 and like I just kept on doing this.
Right.
So, okay, that's great. But like at some point you're like, okay, I've tried so many things. But then there are people who actually made up their minds at like early age. Like apparently they're more technically prepared. And you're okay, like I like so much things.
That doesn't mean anything.
When you come in here and everyone's like so diverse and they share their own stories. And it's like, wow, this is actually amazing.
Yeah, I've known people who started when they were 30 or 40. So it's not uncommon, you know. It's as long as you have something that drives you, you can learn this stuff pretty quickly in a couple of years, you know.
As long as you have like the right mindset and you actually believe in yourself, it's like everything is possible.
Okay, so you said you wanted to be a technical artist, right? Or you want to do that in what? You want to do like feature films, commercials, TV?
Yes, I really like VFX and VN photorealism. So this is like one of my dream jobs.
Okay. Well, what are some of your favorite films that sort of inspire you?
Well, the first time I watched The Lord of the Rings was when I was in school. And I think it was the first time I actually like started getting into CG. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's like magic on the screen. And I like every time I watch this film, I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this.
Really?
Yeah, like I keep on watching quite every year when I feel like down or something like this to like remind myself why am I doing this.
Right.
Like, you know, especially when you burn out or like there are times when you like lose your motivation and everything. When you just watch something, you're like, okay, yeah, it will be worth it.
So okay, that's a good idea. You know, go back to seeing the things that inspired you at the beginning.
Exactly. Or like if you go to an event and like you just take pictures with people and you're like, okay, yeah, I could have talked with him. Oh yeah, he shared this, and it's like, oh come on, don't give up.
Right. Yeah, you shouldn't. That's really cool. I think it's good to go back and look back at things and say, hey, you know, this is one of the things that inspired me. These are some of the things I want to do. And you know, you're in the UK. There's a lot of VFX companies, so you should be in good shape. Well, cool. How much longer do you have for your degree?
I finished in May, so it's 1 year to go.
1 year to go. Okay.
And I'm looking forward to put all the feedback I got here into practice.
Yeah.
And see all these people next year and show my progress.
Have you brought some of your work with you and showing people here?
Oh yeah, I did. Like the first day I was like, oh my God, everyone here, they're like so talented. And I was a bit like, you know, had my own self-doubts. I was like, oh my God, I don't feel like showing more work. But I was like, oh, come on, you can do this. And actually, I was even talking to like some of the Hollywood supervisors. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, yeah, this is quite a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I actually had like such a good feedback. I had like positive feedback. I was like, oh my God, okay, I can actually do something.
Yeah. And have you gone to some of the recruiting stuff too?
Yes, I did. It was better than I expected. It was amazing.
Who did you talk with?
I was trying to talk to almost all of the studios when they had gaps in between, and I had some pre-booked interviews.
Yeah.
So, and I was basically trying to reach out to everyone.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Good. Did you? Because I know a lot of people who've actually gotten some really amazing jobs having come to THU. Mm-hmm. I know like Victor and Pedro, they both ended up going to Disney, which is a really amazing thing for them. It's cool that you're able to see some of that and see how this works. And did you do any of the mentorship sessions as well?
Oh yes, they were probably my most favorite part.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. Like, you just sit with all those people you've known for years and you admire their work, and they just sit right. and chat with you.
Yeah.
They're like so friendly.
Who did you talk to?
I went to a Peter Ramsey mentorship yesterday.
Nice.
I had such an amazing sessions with
Kevin Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for the mispronunciation. He was more than friendly. Like, it was probably one of my highlights in here.
Yeah.
And I was basically trying to reach to all of the mentors, like just casually going around and like joining the tiny circles in there.
Yeah.
It was so welcoming and friendly, and like all this behind the scenes advice. It was just so inspiring.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're a young lady from Bulgaria, and you're like trying to do something you don't know, and you get to sit around in a circle and talk to Oscar winners and get advice from them about your career. Tell us some of the things that they told you about advice.
Just let me like make up my mind.
Yeah.
So I was generally asking like the way they actually started, because you know it's usually the first job that it's like the hardest to reach.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh yeah, it was actually by chance, like I reached to someone or I met someone via like a conference or like LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my god, yeah, this is actually what I'm trying to do. Like,
right.
It's amazing. And people gave me like a straightforward guide to how should I prepare my portfolio. They just gave me their point of view.
Right.
Showed me what are they searching for and what kind of mistakes do they see when watch a showreel or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yeah, I can see some of those mistakes.
Sure.
And now when I go back to my work, it's like, oh my god, okay, I have 1 year to go. It's all fine. Like, just redo everything. It was like such a constructive feedback, like tiny little details that I didn't even realize were there.
Like, give me an example.
I was modeling a level design, and like the stairs were just a little bit too small, and it was like just one prop out of like the whole scene, and
right.
I just didn't realize it was there.
Right.
Like, it's not even that obvious, but like it really, I learned that this is what really makes the difference between like a good portfolio and like outstanding work.
Right.
And like just tiny little details for like just ambient occlusion or like a tiny reflection.
Uh-huh.
That is not even that obvious, but actually makes a lot of difference when you just start seeing things from like different perspective.
Right.
It was just so useful to actually learn what makes a good portfolio and what makes like an outstanding work.
Right. I think it's good to get that feedback. Did you feel inspired? And I was like, now I'm gonna go and fix my portfolio.
Yeah, like I've already made a to-do list. Like, what should I redo? What should I re-render? And
right.
like, I just have like bullet points in my organizer. I was like, oh my god, can't wait.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great. I think it's really important to sort of to see that perspective. And you know, they're absolutely right. Getting your first job, you can have all the talent, and that's always going to be very important to have that talent, but that's not necessarily going to be there. A lot of it is luck and timing.
Yeah.
And so another good piece of advice that I would say is, and something that Peter said himself in his talk, he says, if you go in and you're rejected, or they say, no, sorry, we don't have a job for you, that doesn't mean you can't try again later.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's a lot of it has to be like, oh no, we need this person now, and so you just have to be there at the right time to do that, and to get to know these people.
Yes, exactly. And you just need to find your perfect suit for the job. It doesn't mean that you're not talented, because a lot of people just got rejected, and they feel like they're not good enough or something like this. But it's just they're not the perfect fit, and it's perfectly fine.
Right.
And that's what I got out of here. Like, it's fine just not to get it. It's
right.
going to work out at some point.
Yep.
Just keep on going.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think it's really good that you're able to see some of those things and to experience
yes,
that.
Yes, it was amazing. It was like an eye-opening.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, I think there's some, you know, there's so many good things to learn from the people here. Have you started making a lot of friends at this point too?
Yeah, connecting with people. I feel so sad tomorrow. Like, I got used to being around such good people, and like, I just can't wait to go somewhere and meet them. Or it's a good excuse to like just travel somewhere and sure. like organize meetup or something. Like, I can't wait to like see those people again and hopefully organize a meetup or something like this.
Well, you're in the UK, so there's a lot of people in the UK that are THU people. So when a lot of things happen is that people that know each other from THU, mm-hmm. they get together and have like informal THU meetups in the UK.
Yeah, especially like, I've seen a lot of Facebook groups and like yeah. small communities.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Good, good. Well, I think it's really important that you know that, you know, that you're able to, to be part of that community and to learn about it. What would you, if someone were to come to an event like this, right, what would you tell them? What's the best thing for them to be prepared to come for? Is there anything you wish you had been more prepared to do?
Well, pour for is the first thing, but I believe that it's not as essential. Like, I had some, scenes that were like not completely finished. I was like, oh, I shouldn't show this. Mm-hmm. It's good to even like ask for feedback for work in progress.
Sure.
Like, what everyone keeps on telling me, it's like, you don't have to be like, perfect all the time. Like, you're working in a team, you're in a pipeline. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do like everything by yourself, because when you're working on a production, you're never by yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like not to be afraid to like show your ideas and work in progress, because you're going to do this like on a daily basis.
Right.
And try to socialize as much as possible, like try to like meet everyone and talk to people and
yeah.
Yeah, basically I don't know everything.
Okay. It's okay. Now you I don't somehow do you still like math? Do you still like doing that
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I do.
You do? Do you still do you program still as well?
There is a game dev society in another university in Manchester, mm-hmm. and I joined it, and I'm still working with people from the computer science department.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like get some knowledge out of their experience, yeah. and we are doing workshops for game dev, like okay. basically students doing workshops for students.
Right.
And I've been trying to bring some creativity in the computer science department.
Really?
But as all of them are programmers, I'm trying to like get something out of their experience.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm trying to keep on refreshing my skills.
Are you interested in games?
Yes, I am. Like we run our game dev society.
Yeah.
And we organize, as I've already mentioned, workshops
right.
and game jams.
Yeah.
And basically doing all stuff for the game dev community in Manchester.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really get into bonding with communities, finding little niche communities. And
yeah, it's together. Like because when I was in high school, I didn't have like my CG community or like people who share the same interest as me.
Right.
Like every time I meet like like-minded people, I was like, oh my God, yeah, this is my fit.
Right.
It's like because when you don't have people that are like like-minded to you, sometimes you feel like an outcast, or when you don't feel like you don't have a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
But when I go to a community and you feel that you finally fit in somewhere, it's just amazing to be part of it.
Right. So do you feel, I mean, so you did feel for a long time that you were a bit of an outcast in some
yes,
ways.
Yes, I
yeah.
did.
Yeah. All right. And so this is like, you know, obviously there's going to be different things. Can you tell me like if you were to sum up the difference, because I think Total Chaos was actually pretty good for you too mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. To
yeah, that's amazing.
Right. Can you tell, you know, what are some of the things you got out of that conference as well?
Because Total Chaos was divided into three different sectors, like yep. art and craft, programming.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was genuinely interested in all of them. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to combine art talks with programming. Mm-hmm. And I was at the technical stuff, although I didn't know like all the in-depth mm-hmm. material. I was like, this is actually so interesting.
Yeah.
And it was great that I found out that I can actually merge both of them.
Right.
And basically go to all the different categories and feel I get the fit in there.
Right.
So it was amazing that it had such a great variety from art and technical stuff.
Right.
And you get to meet all those diverse people. It's not strictly for artists only or let's say programmers.
Right.
And I think those two should definitely just collaborate because.
Right. Well, that's part of my job is to try to combine those two things. But okay, so I just want to dig deeper. What are some of the things that you liked about the technical talks? Like, what were some of the technical talks at Total Chaos that you were sort of grabbed?
I did a lot of talks about artificial intelligence and the way it's integrated, and especially in 3D, and the way that it's going to help artists. I was really interested because a lot of people think, oh my God, AI is going to take our jobs. But instead, it's going to be such a great tool that you can use to optimize your workflow and actually work faster and more efficient. And it actually gives you much more time for creative decisions and tweaking and experimentation.
Yeah.
Instead of just spending long hours doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
I was quite impressed how optimized everything can be.
Right.
But actually give you a lot of creative freedom at the same time.
Right.
And it's amazing to integrate those new technologies into your pipeline. And I'm just looking forward to see what's going to happen next.
Did you see Scott Eden's talk?
Yes, I did.
Because that thing to me, it's like it shows you can be way more creative.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my God, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
Especially Scott, he's someone we've been studying him on some of our lectures in university. I was like, oh my God, I know him from my studies. He's actually here. He's talking to us.
Right.
And then you go out and you actually meet him. And
Did you get a chance to talk to him?
Yes, I did. I even met him at Total Chaos. Oh my God, everyone's seen him before. It's it's amazing.
That's cool. Okay, so AI is something you think is very important, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be the future.
Right.
But I feel although a lot of people are reserved and have negative.
Sure.
I think it's going to optimize so much the workflow, and it will give you so many opportunities and to create stuff and to be so efficient in your day job.
Right.
So. It will be amazing.
Yeah, I think that AI is going to be very interesting. And I think that we're going to rely on youthful enthusiasm to make sure that we know where it can be used, for a lot of really good things. I think that, especially on the creative side of things, it's going to be really cool to optimize that kind of stuff. So, okay, so that's something you're interested in. But when you're doing your 3D work, as well, what are some of the what's your favorite part? Because obviously there's modeling, texturing, animating, whatever. What's your favorite sort of thing that you do? You said photorealism was one thing you're interested in.
Yes, I love modeling. This is probably my most favorite area. But I was also doing technical directing in my first year in university. It's site lectures in uni. And it was great to learn how to do some scripting.
Okay.
In Maya, and actually use them to create integrate them in your workflow.
Right.
And to be more efficient and write your tiny scripts and use them instead of clicking 1,000 times doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So I really want to dig into Houdini and use it for modeling, but doing it procedurally so that I have a greater control and optimize my workflow.
Right.
And I think it's such a powerful tool.
Can you take Houdini classes at your university?
Unfortunately, I don't have it on my course.
Right.
And I'd be more than happy if my tutors allow me to attend some of the computer animation classes when they do have it.
Yeah.
So, please let me in.
Right. Oh, cool.
But yeah, I'm trying to watch a lot of classes online, and even every software company, they have their courses. And it's basically, if you just try to seek out and search for information. Everything is basically right in front of you.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I think it's really cool. It's interesting that you're really gravitating towards scripting. I think that sounds like it's something that's going to be your thing. You like to make the tools that make the art, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Well, listen, I just want to thank you for doing this and being able to share your experiences and to tell us everything. If you were to talk to your 13-year-old self again now, what would you tell that young girl?
Oh my God, so many things.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of struggles. Like, you're never going to be prepared for everything that ever happens to you. And I was like, just keep on going, moving forward, and like never stop like doing this. And at first I would say just for your passion, but actually doing a lot of side things as like traditional art and like doing programming. Now I feel like everything led me towards this. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't do a lot of things differently because it was a lot of struggle. But now I realize that everything has its own purpose.
Right.
And it's exactly what led me to the place I am currently at. So I would just say, just keep on going.
Right. Yeah. I always look at it and I think about things that have happened to me in my life that were not good or bad. And I was like, well, if that never had happened, I wouldn't be where I am.
Yes, now, exactly. Right? I mean, there was so much struggle. And for example, this summer I was applying for an intern, but unfortunately I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But because of this, I was able to go to Total Chaos.
Right.
And because I went there, I met so many people from THU. And
right.
That's why I am here now.
Like, right.
I wouldn't do it differently. I was quite sad at the first place, but now I'm on cloud nine.
Right.
It's amazing. Like, everything has its purpose, but you just don't see it straight away.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. All right. Well, we are going to have an amazing last day at THU. I'm very excited about it. And hopefully, you know, I'll be back next year. Hopefully you will be back next year.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and hopefully, you know, come to Total Chaos too. I think 2020 Total Chaos is going to be amazing. Did you meet Melissa yesterday? Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So she's actually going back to Sofia and they're doing a lot of prep for Total Chaos. So it's going to be
amazing.
So it'll be a real good
and
thing.
And I've already told my classmates about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, we should go to Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And we have our British gang going to Total Chaos next year.
Really?
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people are coming?
I think about 10-ish.
No,
already agreed to go in there, at least we're enthusiastic. So yeah, we're going to organize a CVG trip to Bulgaria.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad you're able to do that and to come to both these events and be part of the community. You know, I know that the guys in Bulgaria were very excited you know, that you had won the ticket because of your Bulgarian roots. I think it's really cool that you're, you know, you're a woman, you're Bulgarian, you are a programmer, you are an artist, you have everything going for you right now.
Thank you.
And I think that, that's really cool. I really want to make sure you meet Sally because I think she's going to be your sensei. So it'll be really great. So I will make sure to find her and let her know to find you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I will. I'll message you at some point. I was like, Sally, you need to meet Ivana. So that would be great.
Oh, that's amazing. It's like more than appreciated.
Yeah. She's great. She's really cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for this. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah. Well, let's go out and do the Polaroid, and then you can be. You know, I'll put you up on the wall with all the other people, and you'll be right there. It'll be great.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.